You're listening to Marcus Sahaba Online Radio Podcast.
Just gone 8:11 Central African Time. Let's welcome a Pais and Sagacious Ummah with a hearty Assalamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, the program is After Dinner Mints, and looking forward to a bumperful edition this evening. The Family Room with Maulana Salim Karim coming up shortly, and Alhamdulillah, we'll be talking about thirsting for wealth, a very important topic. Drive in with Anwar Kasim, buying a car. I say his top selling luxury car brand is. He'll let us know. Peugeot pricing. 10 years later, the Lexus LFA, hey, still relevant. Does having an advanced driving certificate make you better? Muslims in the news, inshallah, we'll be having clips and we'll be giving comments on that. Travelers Express and Ibrahim Badacha will be joining us. A tourist in Bali doing push-ups. Airbus cuts further production. And Global Tourism Resilience Center opens in Kenya, and we'll be asking the travel agency questions that they're commonly bombarded with. So Alhamdulillah, already looking forward to that. Our very own Maulana Salim Karim will kick off the show with his nasiha on thirsting for wealth. And we know there's an anecdote that I'm very off a with that says the thirst for wealth is like drinking seawater. The more you drink, the thirstier you become. Maulana Salim Karim, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And tell me how you're doing this fine, beautiful Tuesday evening.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shabbat by G, with the puzzle of Allah, all is well. And on your side?
Alhamdulillah, Maulana, when you're there, you got me buoyant. You know, you're opening the batting every time with us. And Alhamdulillah, you have ensured that the show is successful by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, having you in the team is such a pleasure, Maulana. The next 20 minutes is yours. Bismillah.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina asfata. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم وقال تعالى في مقام آخر إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم صدق الله مولانا العظيم. Respected listeners, brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who are grateful to Allah. Allahumma ja'alna min ash-shakirin. Allah, make us from amongst those who are grateful. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Which of Allah's bounties will you be like? So every day, every minute is a ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the bounties of this dunya, Rabbul Alameen is saying, إِنَّمَا أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ fitna. Verily, the wealth that Allah has given us and the children, fitna means they are a great test from Allah. When you have wealth, there's nothing else that you see, it's power. And sometimes when you have children, you think you have strength. And what would we not do in this world to acquire wealth? You have children, we have a family, you have a tribe, you have a kabila. It gives you a sense of strength and belonging. Allah Ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ إِنْدَهُ أَجْرٌ عَظِيمٌ. If this wealth that Allah has given us and the children that Allah has granted us, if we use them, how Allah wants us to use them, then there's great reward in sawab by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, when we try to compare, this is the problem. Greed for this dunya. The hubb al-dunya ba'athu kullu khatiyah, is the root to all evil. Love for wealth and love for this dunya. Yes, Allah gave us mal wal banoon zinatul hayatid dunya wal baqiyatus salihatu khayrun 'inda rabbika thawaban wa khayrun amala. Allahu Akbar. Wealth and children, the beauty of the world, the enduring of good deeds are better to you for reward and better for one's hope. Allahu Akbar. Al-malu wal-banoon, yes, wealth and your children, what are they? Adornment of the worldly life. Yes, we think we got beauty, we got everything. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْبَاقِيَاتُ الصَّالِحَاتُ, but the enduring good deeds are better to your Rabb for reward and better for one's hope. So we always like to compete with each other. This is the problem. Greed for this dunya. The only thing that can fill the belly of Ibn Adam is the sand of the Qabr. You give him one valley of gold, he will want another valley of gold. It will continue. As you grow older, your love for wealth increases. Your arzu and tamanna increases. You're supposed to be focusing about the akhirat. Jab tumhari aulad ki aulad ho jaye, when you become grandparents, ab kabar ki tayari karo. Prepare for the grave. Ab masti ka zamana khatam ho gaya. Forget about fun. Be real. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the son of Adam, he liked to boast. To do that, we are very boastful. No one talks than us. The son of Adam, my wealth. Son of Adam, have you truly earned any wealth? But what you ate and consumed, or put on and void out, or spent in charity, so it remains. Because the moment you close your eyes, it's no more your wealth. In this dunya, you can keep screaming till you're blue in the face. Mali, Mali, is my house, it's my car, my property, my wealth. I'm looking after you. This is insan's fakhr. Rahmatul lil alameen, khatamun nabiyin, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is a beautiful hadith. Okay, the son of Adam, he boasts. What does he say? My wealth, my wealth. Son of Adam, have you truly earned any wealth? If you did, what is what you ate and consumed, or put on and wore it out, or spent in charity? So, respected brothers, we must make dua to Allah. Allah grant us this dunya. In the dunya khuliqat lakum. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith. Allah sent us in this dunya to enjoy ourselves. It's a temporary world. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. It's all fun and pleasure, temporarily. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, اُذْكُرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ الْمَوْتِ. Keep remembering the destroyer of all the happiness and joy in your life, i.e. moth. Keep thinking. Al-haakumu takathuru hatta zurtumul maqabir. Halak ho gaye. Those who acquire tons of wealth. See? And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam comes, that the poor will enter Jannat before the wealthy. Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the poor Muslims, in that poor means that those who have no wealth or very little wealth, You see, when we go to the supermarket, you have the express till or you have the normal till. If you've got two, three items, alhamdulillah. You go to the airport, you just have a hand luggage. It's scanned and you're gone. You don't wait in the queue for your luggage to be weighed and tagged and everything. You come there, you put your ticket in, alhamdulillah. You automatically check yourself in. No hassle, no problem, no standing in long queues. Happens in the dunya. So likewise, if we are not going to be having lots of wealth, the clothes that we have, that's sufficient. The simple house that we have is sufficient. Whatever we have given in the path of Allah, alhamdulillah, that will remain. That is going to be continuous. Perpetually Allah is going to give you reward. So in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the poor Muslim will enter Jannah before the rich by half of a day, which is 500 years. Allahu Akbar. In the Akhirat, one day is equivalent to 50,000 years. Long period. We are going to stand in Hisab and Kitab, standing in our perspiration till our ankles, to our knees, to our waist, to our chest, above our head, waiting when Allah is going to start Hisab and Kitab. Ji, isliye dunya mein jaldi maafi maang lo. You hurt somebody's feeling, maaf kar do. Go and ask them for maaf, or forgive them, make dua for them, send hadiyas for them. Alhamdulillah. Maafi maang lo. The one who makes maaf first is always a winner. So come back to this beautiful hadith. Ji, the poor Muslim will enter Jannah, paradise, before the rich by half of a day. And what's the length of half of the day? As far as the Akhirat is concerned, it's 500 years before the rich, the poor, will enter Jannah, simply because they won't have lots of things to answer for. That's why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us, take advantage of five things before five things. We are careless. We're not concerned. Number one, take advantage of five things before five overtake. Your youth before old age. And I always say this, Allah gives you parents once in your lifetime. Will give you youth once in your lifetime. And Allah will give you beauty once in your lifetime. For happiness and for your shukr to Allah, that all of us in Jannah will be 33 years of age. Subhanallah. Everyone will be beautiful. Every man will be handsome. Subhanallah. You will wear jewelry. Alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala made jewelry haram, gold and silver for men. We still wear it round our necks. We've got big chains, wearing bracelets. We're trying to show how rich we are. We're going to turn into the fire. It's going to be made a necklace of fire. Oh, menfolk, for Allah's sake, take all those gold rings out. Take all those gold chains out. You have accumulated tons of jewelry in mahar, in presents, in gifts. Make sure that you give the zakat out. Because on the day of Qiyamah, Allah is going to turn all that gold and silver jewelry that you got, and you didn't pay the zakat for it, Allah will turn it into a garland of steel, of fire, and it will burn you. So, respected brothers, if you are old in this dunya, don't worry. If you're obese in this dunya, don't worry. Look after your health. But in Jannah, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will keep you in the age category of 33 years of old. So, your youth before old age. Look after your youth. Don't spend it in drugs and haram activity. Spend it in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-mu'minul qawi. A strong mu'min is better than a weak mu'min. We are the youth of South Africa. We can't even run 1 kilometer. We can't even swim 5 kilometers. All we can do is play with the cell phone for hours and do drag racing. The easiest thing. See? It's nice to smell the tires and see how it's spinning. Don't worry, you'll spin in Jahannam. See? Try and do drag racing in Jahannam. Not in this dunya. May Allah Ta'ala protect us from the fire of Jahannam. We are the youth of South Africa. Are we preparing the leaders for the next generation to come? We have ulama, we need engineers, we need scientists, we need professionals, we need every different profession in this world. Where are the youth? In clubs, drinking, haram activities, zina, dancing. May Allah protect us. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, take advantage of five things before five things. Your youth before old age. Number two, your health before your illness. In this 10 months or 11 months, the things that we have witnessed and have seen, people, take heed, take a lesson. Allah is inviting you, my bandas. Afala tazakkaroon, afala ta'alamoon, afala taf'aloon. Are you not thinking? Are you not pondering? Are you not taking lessons? Are you not taking heed? Learn from the mistakes of the others. Your health before your illness. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two things my ummah will be very, very careless about. One is quality time, and number two is your health. We don't really value, we push ourselves to the limit just for this dunya. Chasing behind this dunya. As I said to you earlier on, Ibn Adam, he says, my wealth, ye mera maal hai, this is my property, this is mine. You don't get a cent from here. No. Use your health for your akhirah. Invest your health for the akhirah. The more ibadat you can make when you are young, energetic, the more ajar Allah gives to you. And do you know the sawab, respected listeners? When you are young and energetic, and you make Allah's ibadat with total conviction, and in old age, your legs have given in, you can't talk, you can't walk, you can't do anything. You are lachar, as we say. Allah Pak says to the angels, this banda of mine, when he was a young person, he read his namaz with such precision, with such concentration, such khushu and khudu. His ruku was made properly, his sujood was made properly, his qiyam was made properly, his tashahud position was properly. Alhamdulillah. Today, in old age, when he can't do any of those things, give him the full sawab, as you all gave to him when he was a young person. How Rahim and Kareem is Allah. So look after your health before your illness, your riches before poverty. You see, overnight Allah can turn. You can be an owner of a huge business. And here comes this new lockdown rule. Everything is at a standstill. Millions and billions of rands lost. Maybe you are the person who was giving zakat out. Now you don't have a cent to even bring a loaf of bread home. Yeah. So if Allah has given you wealth, qadar karo. Dusro ki bhi khayal rakho. Think about the other poor people. Yeah. Help them. When Allah has given you wealth, distribute your wealth. Betahasha deru Allah ke raaste. Give out as much as possible in the path. Allah will protect your wealth. Hafinu amwalakum bi zakah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, protect your wealth by giving out your zakah. Give it out correctly and see the barakah, Allah will protect your wealth. Fourthly, your free time before Allah Ta'ala puts you in so many activities that you have no time. Make qadr of your time that Allah has given to you. Read Quran, make tilawat of the Quran, spend time with your family members, go and visit family members, go to the, what you call, kabristan, go to the hospital, visit the sick, go and help some poor people. See? Your time is of essence. And lastly, your life before death, before Allah takes you from this dunya, prepare for your akhirah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Our dua to Allah. Oh Allah, make my day useful. Oh Allah, make my night restful. Allah, let me sleep peacefully. My home peaceful. Allah, bring muhabbat in my home. Bring happiness in my home. Bari Ta'ala, bring unity in my home. And my efforts, Bari Ta'ala, make it fruitful. Okay. Never forget three people. I end it here. Three types of people in your life. See, never forget them. You can get angry with them. You can fight with them. Sab kuch karo. Khush ho jao. But don't forget three types of people in your life. Who are they? who help you in your difficult times. Never forget them. Who left you in your difficult times and who put you in difficulties. Forget these people. Make dua ki Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we make qadr. And sometime Allah Ta'ala removes the person from your life for your protection. Think about that before you go running after them. Yeah, sometime Allah Ta'ala takes them away. See? Allah often removes the person from your life for your protection. Think about that before you go running after them. May Allah Ta'ala give us the zahir khair. Wealth is a great ni'mat from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make this dua. Ki Allahumma rzuqni malan. Oh Allah, grant me wealth. Wa waladan. And Allah grant me pious children. Wa barik li fi ma a'taytani. And Allah grant me, bless me with what you have given to me. Allahumma rzuqni mala. Oh Allah, grant me wealth. Wa waladan. Allah grant me children. Wa barik li. And Allah grant me prosperity. Bless me for whatever you have given to me. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
JazakAllah khair, Maulana Salim Karim. Always, riveting and bayan coming from your lovely nasiha. And Allah keep you protected and blessed. I'll talk to you soon, Maulana. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaykum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Time for us to go to the marketplace. And inshallah, when we get back, we'll be with Anwar Qasim in, we call it drive-in with Anwar. Let's go do some shopping.